97.7 and 106.1 WEXT. We're at home with the Suitcase Junkets, Matt Lorenz, who joins me today. Matt, so good to talk to you.
Hey, thanks for having me in.
How much do you miss touring right now?
I miss it. You know, there's definitely a part of me that's not getting fed. I got to play a couple of shows this fall, sort of distanced outdoor events, and I didn't really realize how hungry I was for it until I played those shows, and I was like, oh yeah, that's right. This is a big part of the job. I'll be excited to get back out there and play for people.
Just as excited as we will to be able to see you
perform.
The End Is New is the brand new album from the Suitcase Junket, produced by Los Lobos sax and keyboardist Steve Berlin. First, congrats on the brand new album.
Thank you.
And what were you feeling and expressing on this album?
You know, with this one, I was my writing was a little bit more reflective of the world around me than usual, I'd say. You know, I was wasn't really getting overtly political, but I'm definitely thinking a lot about just the state of the world. And you know, I'm kind of a naturalist. You know, I spend a lot of time in the woods, and I grew up in the woods, and so it's something I really value. And seeing the way that humans kind of use the earth sort of carelessly is definitely reflected a lot on the record.
Had you started this record prior to COVID-19, or was this completely written and recorded during this time this year?
Yeah, no, it was mostly or entirely written between April and December, I guess, of 2019, sort of right after the Mean Dog Trampoline album came out. I texted Steve Berlin sort of half jokingly saying, hey, the record's out. When do we start the next one? He says, tomorrow. And I was like, all right, here we go. So I started sending him tunes. And then we got...
You had already songs for the next album?
You know, I had a couple, you know, that I was working on, but mostly knowing that, you know, that he was on board and that we were gonna, you know, try and make a record that following winter, it kind of, you know, put the fire under me and I started writing. So most of the songs were written while I was on tour out on the road, or at least the seeds of the songs came up out on the road. And then whenever I get home, I kind of refine them and work on them.
What's the magic that is Steve Berlin? What does he bring to the table?
First of all, he's just got an amazing amount of experience, not only as a performing musician, but as a producer, you know, and due to that, his ears are just really great. You know, he listens to a song and thinks, okay, you know, this needs this this kind of sound. I can't really explain it, but I'll know it when I hear it. And he's also a really great refiner of his ideas. And I tend to be a little bit more on the impulsive, improvisational, creative side. And so I think we balance each other out in a nice way where I kind of spaz out and he kind of reins me in or something.
Awesome. Well, we talked about it long enough. You've sent me some songs, so why not play one of these songs, or a couple of songs right now?
All right.
The Suitcase Junket's Matt Lorenz joining me here today. The End Is New is the brand new album. TheSuitcaseJunket.com is the website. Matt, what can you tell us about this one, Black Holes and Overdoses?
This one is probably one of the older tunes on the album. I've been playing it on the road a little bit over the past year in 2019, and I wrote it when it seemed like there were black holes and overdoses in the headlines just about every day. And the commonality between those two things sort of was intriguing to me. There are these sort of things that consume themselves into non-existence, and they also, were sort of inundating me. And in the song, I feel like I sort of get at that nonstop sort of deluge of media that comes at us every day.
Let's take a listen to a Black Holes and Overdoses from the Suitcase Junket. We're at home with the Suitcase Junkets, Matt Lorenz, Nutty77 at 106.1 WEXT, and a song from the brand new album, The End Is New, a song called Can't Look Away. Matt, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Tell us a little bit about that song, Can't Look Away.
Yeah, Can't Look Away is one of a couple songs I've written that I consider to be sort of future memoirs. Like, I'm writing about the present from the future. The video for it's kind of interesting, too. It's very, well, the video for both of those songs, they're very pandemic feeling. You know, it's basically me alone freaking out in a room. For Can't Look Away, has a little bit more of an environmental look to it. You know, it's I'm explaining from the future that, you know, all these things that were happening and we couldn't really get ourselves together to fix them for whatever reason. And it touches a little bit also on the sort of, you know, modern day media culture of, you know, you can't look away from these sort of human disasters that are happening. And that other element, the sort of pre-chorus there of it's just another human disaster, is maybe a little bit more of a zen look at things, like, you know, well, the earth is going to be fine. It's humans we have to worry about. You know, we got to get things together so we can stay on the planet as long as possible.
Absolutely. Now, Matt, for those who don't know, is a one-man band playing an assortment of instruments that he's built from scratch and salvage. He even uses a suitcase as his bass drum, hence the Suitcase Junket. And Matt, by now, you must be able to afford real instruments.
Yeah. I even added a couple. You know, I've got a floor tom that I added to the band recently. And that had to do with, you know, we used it on the record and then I just really wanted to keep hearing it. And so, you know, and I've got a little electric guitar that I've started playing, you know, because the original guitar was also a find. I pulled it out of a dumpster. So, you know, I'm starting to expand a little bit, but there's also, I suppose, a little bit of an ethos behind the idea of using things that already exist. You know, I'm a little bit opposed to our consumer culture just in terms of the effect that it has on the world. And I want to sort of prove that you can make do with less stuff or less new stuff, because let's be real, I collect a lot of stuff.
Sure. You're a tinkerer. So what is the most creative thing that you came up with to play?
Ooh, interesting one. I mean, for a while I was making these one-string can fiddles. So you basically, you know, the tin can is the resonating part. You sort of stick a broomstick through the side of it, and you put a string on there, and it's very similar to a violin sound, but it almost has a human voice quality to it as well. Those were some of my favorites, just in terms of their simplicity. They're sort of surprising when you hear the beautiful sound that can come out of something that really is just, you know, it's a can and a stick.
How did you think of something like that?
I got pretty obsessed with cans for a while. And so I was sort of doing everything I could, you know, because I was operating in this sort of, what can you make out of things that are free and readily accessible and maybe a product of your life already, you know, instead of sending the can back to the recycling, what if you, you know, try and get sounds out of it? And I had a sort of revelation of, you know, any hollow structure is a resonant structure, and a can has the bottom of the can is sort of a vibrating amplifier. And so it was really just sort of, you spend enough time with an object and you try to get every possible idea out of it that you can.
Wow, so cool. Now, Matt, tell me, you have friends. You must have had friends growing up.
You must have been
in other bands. So what made you gravitate towards being just a one-man band? Was it just to take, you know, all the money from the gigs that you would do? What was it?
Well, honestly, you know, there was a financial element to it. I was in a band at the time, and we were going out on tour, and we were coming back from these tours with, you know, you split the money, and then you look at it and you're like, well, that's not rent, you know? So I guess I have to, you know, go work another job when I'm home. But also there was this sort of, it felt like a challenge to try to get as much sound as I could out of, you know, just my arms and legs, and to create a sort of full sound without other people. And it wasn't that I didn't like being in a band. I love being in a band, the camaraderie. And, you know, one of the things I miss most is singing harmonies. So it was sort of an experiment. And for a while, the band that I was in, you know, we would make a record and release it and tour it. And then I would make a record with the Suitcase Junket and release it and tour it. And then when the Suitcase Junket got a little more momentum, I started focusing more on that. But It was a combination of the sort of creative drive, and yeah, the money was definitely a part of it. I was like, well, if I, you know, if I can go play these gigs and I don't have to pay anyone, this could be a real job.
Matt Lorenz, the Suitcase Junket, joining me here today. Now, Matt, you began playing piano at the age of 5 and later took up violin, saxophone, and guitar. Do you remember the music you were listening to at that young age that sparked your interest in music and led you down this path?
Yeah, I mean, when at home, my parents were listening to the Beatles, Rolling Stones, you know, Dylan, the band, a lot of that sort of 60s and 70s rock and roll stuff. And then I remember, you know, after hearing the Rolling Stones cover of that Robert Johnson tune, going and looking into, you know, well, where did all these rock and rollers get their ideas from? And getting into the sort of Alan Lomax collection of field recordings and all of that, you know, old acoustic blues. And so that was sort of, I think, the seed for where I've gotten to today.
Mm. Who are some of the bands of today that inspire you?
I mean, Tom Waits is always up there on the list. He's always, you know, creating some new sounds within his wild world. I love Toon Yards. They're definitely one of my favorites. That album Bird Brains is right up there. But, you know, it's a little bit of an occupational hazard that I just don't listen to as much music as I used to, because when I want to have some time to dig into music, I usually end up either writing some or practicing some. And so it's a little unfortunate. I don't get as much time to just sit down and listen to records as I used to, but it happens.
Sure. Matt Lorenz, The Suitcase Junket. TheSuitcaseJunket.com is the website. The End Is New, the sonically delicious new album produced by Steve Berlin of Los Lobos. Matt, thanks so much and all the best to you. And stay safe out there.
Yeah, you too. Thanks so much for having me on. It's great talking to you.
So you're going to play us another song. Tell us about this one here called Light a Candle. Is this the one with Jay Maskus from Dinosaur Jr.?
It is indeed, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. Yeah, we lived around the corner from each other for a bunch of years, and, you know, I wouldn't say we're buddies, but we know each other, and the Justin Pizzoferrato, who is the engineer on the record, we recorded at his studio, Sewn Lab, was Jay Maskus's guitar tech for a bunch of years, and Dinosaur Jr. records at his studio as well. So when Steve said after, you know, after we laid down Candle, Steve was like, man, we really need a ripping guitar solo on this. You think Jay would do it? And Justin was like, all right, well, let's send him over the track and see if he does. And you never know, you know, people are busy. But the next day he sent over, you know, 6 takes on this guitar solo. It was amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. And it shreds, and it's got such emotion to it as well. I mean, he recorded that sort of during the middle of the big sort of peak in New York, and everyone was feeling so emotional. And every time I listen to that solo, it really gets me.
That is awesome. Well, congrats again, Matt.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. That was fun.
I don't feel much in the morning anymore.